Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just want to go over the Yahoo Finance on the mainstream. Looks like gold is moving up, or you'll see in a minute. You can see here that the US markets are up quite a bit. Better numbers, oil is still on the march. Gold is kind of moving. We've talked about that, but look at silver. I'm going to show you that in a minute. Forex is still fairly flat. Bitcoin is up, but it's had a very, very good run as well. The altcoin space, same, but still doing very well. International, looking okay as well. So let's go over, if you like what you're about to see, make sure you get on our contact newsletter email list. Just fill out this information here at quantlabs.net/contact. Also, if you want to get in our conversation, you can learn and know what I'm doing privately, where I'm putting more stuff here in quantlabs.info, my private chat server as well. Nothing gets logged there, and it's fairly easy to go in anonymously. Anyways, let's look at the charts here. So what I'm going to show you here on the Excellent Score harmonic scans using MotoWave right here is gold and silver. Now, we've been tracking this for a while. As I just showed you, gold is fairly suppressed. Here's what we need to watch, and I keep saying this. You can see we have a temporary reprieve, but when it comes to gold-silver ratio, I'll show you the monthly chart here. You can see here back in 08 that we had a spike, and it's been creeping up because of our debt consumption over the years since here January 2011 till about June, let's say six, like somewhere in 2016, and it tapered off a little bit and it just kept climbing. So looking at back 2016, we are at the levels of debt danger matching to the 2008. But when you keep climbing and that volume just keeps getting pumped up there, you can see it starts to spike once the pandemic comes on, and then it drops back, and it's still as high as what happened in 2002, 2008, and it's been creeping up since, and that's because of the just the loaded up debt. So at some point, there's going to be this kind of spike, which will affect everything. From what I've seen, this is the absolute best ratio resource that you can use to measure the overall global sentiment of the markets worldwide. And then what I want to show you here is silver. Silver is starting to get loaded up, as I showed you. You can see in the charts here in Australia dollar, euro. I think people are starting to panic over something. Obviously, it's debt. And it's all in silver right now here in Hong Kong. Dollar, New Zealand dollar, Singapore dollar. And then we also had here one for gold, which barely moved, big spike here. So I do think at some point people are going to start loading up on silver and maybe eventually gold as well. So as danger kind of approaches, and the one measurement to use that is again this right here, this measurement of the gold-silver ratio. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. So as usual, we have the Australian US dollar starting to strengthen. Obviously, this is to do with the reopening of Australia. So that's good, I guess, for the economy over there. Here, the Deutsche 30 is moving up, the market. And then we also have here the S&P 500, or SPX 500 is moving up too. This was the top 30. So it's good news here. I think when it comes to the global sickness, that here in Ontario, we're hitting past our peak. And we're about to go into the next last phase of next to normal, despite whatever the before times and after times are of this thing. Obviously driven terminology by UN, but we'll get in that. And I'll probably maybe do a video on Rumble there about that sometime. Continuing along here, you can see that Switzerland, the Swiss franc, is not really going anywhere. That's for both the British pound, US dollar, US dollar, and Norwegians. Pretty well flat. There's some hope that Sweden would pick up. which it did. So Sweden's now the better hedge over the Norwegian currency. But as the economy and markets improve, you can see that drop there in USD, Sweden. Another one that seems to do fairly well is USD, and Denmark is another one. So Norway is not the one as strong as it used to be. And of course, we still get the USD Mexico as well. And it's starting to show to be a hedge as well. That's the USD Mexican peso. And that's proven itself more and more. Again, gold and Canadian dollar. So you're noticing here, well, these currencies, there is very little in euro outside the Deutsche 30. No one wants to hold either the euro, pound, or the Canadian dollar. But I will tell you right now that I don't know which currency is stronger. Same I could say with the Japanese yen. That's all due to the debt. So here we got silver again, strengthening a little bit in Australia, euro, starting to strengthen there. Now we're getting some in the British pound, Hong Kong dollar, New Zealand, excuse me, and Singapore. Again, you don't see the silver in USD because of debt. You do see the British pound in there as well, euro as well, but no Canadian, no, you might see the occasional US dollar or Canadian dollar, but these are your preferred places to hide out in the major currencies. And then we have Australia, Hong Kong, USD strengthening still. Here's China, looking good there, and then here. But I don't know if you heard the numbers coming out of with the Evergrande, the real estate's not looking good for China. I think that might be a catalyst in the U.S. market that might expand and be a contagion for the rest of the world as a starting point of the falling of the global house of cards in Europe because of the, basically, one video said it was a Ponzi scheme, and I'm starting to believe that from what I saw. Anyways, euro 50 again, and everything else here I'm not going to bother with. As I said, for an Eastern European currency that's interesting is Hungary and Poland. Here's the euro USD drop in there. Deutsche 30 strengthening as well. Hong Kong 33 dropped off a little bit. That might be an early indicator for tomorrow. Sometimes that could happen because they're ahead. Netherlands doing pretty good there. And then the Russell strengthening as well, but not as strong as the other major US indices. Here's the one to watch is Poland. These little upswings here, and it just declines again. So this might also now prove to be a hedge as well. Compare the other ones I've already mentioned. Here's some treasuries, 5-year dropping. This is the credibility of the US in tow. That might be a good thing for some people, but when you're adding and talking about debt, that's not a good thing. Because that's people's life savings are kind of put into that because it's supposed to be blue chip. Continuing along, lots of currencies we've already seen. Natural gas, let's look at that. That's moving up. Those spikes are not as strong. So the momentum looked like it peaked here on October 6th. And that's tapering off a bit, maybe because of warm weather. I don't know. Sugar, again, that inflation that they're talking about, it's definitely not in the wholesale cost of sugar. It's definitely either in the shipping or logistics or the processing of it. And that's one very, very good example of that. So continuing along with some interesting here about the Rand here, the Swiss franc against the Rand, it's been stable. And again, this is a pretty good combo, or has been. It's a pound against the Polish zloty. Same with, actually it's not showing it, the pound against the Rand. But a lot of these other combos are not that great, as you can see here. But But I'm more interested in the indices. So against the Deutsche, the NASDAQ, we all know about that. Brent crude, here we go. Okay, so you can see it's spiking still. Definitely better than natural gas. France 40 is stable, spiking a little bit. Pound against the US dollar, sending a little rally there. Same with New Zealand. Oh no, it's flat, sorry. Pound against the Swiss franc, very volatile. Things have smoothed out quite a bit of the last time I looked at this. USD Mexico, that's a surprise. I really wouldn't think that USD Mexico would rally like that. And then here we go with the gold. Gold in Australia, still flat, but if silver's moving up, I'm hearing people are loading up on gold just due to concerns of the economy, namely the debt, the inflation, and pretty well, some would say, the control being instituted here. You can see here, gold's against silver, gold against the pound, pretty flat, no different. Get some interesting spikes here in the Hong Kong dollar, same with the New Zealand, but definitely this, I think, people are starting to load up on this, so you might see some spikes depending upon the news. Funny enough, I find it weird how this happens, and there's like 2 days before some big bad news events like insider trading, but it's usually economic news. So I do find that interesting. Here's the yen rally a little bit. That's silver and Japanese yen. Australia's not taking off like the dollar. China 50 is looking interesting, but I cannot sit here and say if that's the start of a rally. Guess you'd have to know more about the Chinese news and honest news as well. But with the debt situation in the housing market in China, you would think otherwise. Euro 50 looks like it's doing okay. Rally, but here you can see these rallies before it tapers back. Here's what you can look at is here's the Euro 50. If you look at the monthly view, you can see it's rallying. So it's a good place. You could build some nice wealth. Yes, it did drop here, but generally it just trends up. Let's look at the Chinese as well. Monthly here. So you can see it's rallying up, and you can see it's starting to pick up there as well. So interesting to know about these sort of things. Let me just pull up France as well, which can kind of outperform, surprisingly, some of these markets. And then you can see here, France, same thing. So let me just get back to our charts here. Euro and Czech, flat. And we've seen the Euro USD. So we're still in the very good. Japanese 225 we haven't looked at. Big drop there and slowly rallying a little bit. So let's see that rally here on the monthly. Okay, let's see. That's the Japanese. So let's, in the meantime, look at Netherlands stable. Starting to rally as well. But let's see, monthly. Do the same thing with monthly for Netherlands. Look at that, Netherlands is really performing. Didn't get hit as badly, so this is definitely a good index to be in. Japan. Oh, here we go. Yeah, you can see it's stabilized, but compare that to Netherlands, it's a very strong performer as an index worldwide. Okay. UK 10-year, that decline as well, no different than the US. Let's look at the NASDAQ, same thing. It's been in a steady decline here since September 5th. But here, if we take a look at, again, the monthly view, you can see that steepness of the NASDAQ since January 2020. This goes all the way back to 2004. So I think this is where the wealth is created for a lot of people. When the Fed pumps money into the economy, the very wealthy get very wealthy. That's where there's this big gap for those that don't participate in it. And debt goes up. So there are those that do definitely benefit from it. And that's not everybody. So when you look at the U.S. Russell 2000, as another example here, this one probably won't, it's performed fairly well in a bad time, and then it just flattens out when it gets really good, and then you flip over to something like the NASDAQ, it looks like. So here's an interesting one, is the USD Chinese yuan. You can see it's very flat. This relationship is really important. Again, let me just look at the monthly. I'm just starting to get into looking at this as a trend for those hodlers. You can see it's getting crushed. Next up we have this one has done really well. You can see here this little rally between September until actually is that 4 hour? Well, this started here September 1st, ended the rally September 29th, and just started dropping back down. I think this is again to do with the global sicknesses. Thailand, again, this is USD Thai baht. As the Thailand starting to open up, and the news of that's really improving the currency. So looking at the daily view, you can see it, and it's starting to drop off. But if you do a flip on that currency, on the Thai baht USD, you'd be doing fairly well along here. But unfortunately, it's just been flat, as you can see. So let's look at the S&P 500 monthly. Again, that steepness. Looks like the NASDAQ is going to perform better. But that's a pretty good chart to know about. Found that by accident, as you can tell. So let's see monthly view of the USD, Swedish. Swedish. So it's rallied, dropped back. But it's definitely better to be in a US index, as you can tell. WTI, big rally, flattened out. So Brent crude's the place to be. Natural gas, we've already looked at. Soybeans, another interesting one. This decline here in the price, just due to the fact, not since August. They should be moving up, but or seasonally, I'm not sure which way it's supposed to go, but theoretically, I would imagine it's supposed to move up. But again, this is the cost of soybeans are down and have dropped, but it's the cost of refining and shipping, and that's where things get crazy. And that's because people are paid to sit at home. Wheat's another one. It's rallied a little bit, but you can see it still continues to drop back. If I look at the weekly view, you can see how volatile it is, but it is increasing. There's no doubt about it. But let's see the monthly. But it's hit higher value, and I guess that's as a play as a security in the financial crisis. Who would know? But cost of wheat's moving up as well, so maybe people are potentially using that as a hedge. Interesting enough. Let's see if there's anything. This is all currencies that we probably looked at. Still, they're very good. Singapore dollar. See, this can be an interesting one to show you the overall relationship of Asia. Singapore against Hong Kong dollar. It's been dropping quite a bit. But again, on that monthly view, let me just pull up a weekly view for better. Yeah, it's been increasing. I don't know what to take out of that. Okay, and that's pretty well it. So you got all the contact. Hopefully you got some use out of this, but definitely silver is a place to go. But we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good one.